Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Last year in Kansas City, we had 150 homicides.
About 40% of those cases in Kansas City remain unsolved. Many are considered cold. A heartbreaking reality for dozens of Metro families.
No, Daryl had never hurt anybody, ever. He was just a really nice person.
Each victim has a unique story in life and death, with friends, family, detectives, and prosecutors all fighting for answers.
We've received two tips to date on this, but I know detectives are looking for a lot more information.
Just one tip could help solve the case. This is Fox 4 Problem Solvers Crime Files, the podcast. I'm Kara Small. A call for help turned into a homicide investigation in a Kansas City, Missouri neighborhood. A woman placed the call around 10:45 on a Monday morning in September of 2019, saying she'd found a body. Police quickly flooded the neighborhood just south of I-70 and the Truman Sports Complex. Inside a home near East 43rd Terrace in Blue Ridge Cutoff, they confirmed her grim information. Officers found the body of 53-year-old Daryl Humbird. His life ended inside his Independence home, likely with his killer looming over him. On that Monday morning, if you happen to be watching Fox 4 KC, we told you what we knew. That a man's body was found inside the house and that police were investigating that man's death as a homicide. What you likely didn't hear on the news was that the person who killed Humbird smashed his skull. The murder was close, likely fueled by emotion. It was messy. It was personal. Amanda and Sean McDonald chose to focus on Daryl Humbird's life instead of his death. They were close friends of the 53-year-old. They'd known each other for years and even worked together. Here's Amanda.
We had our birthdays in the same month, 11 days apart. So, yeah, we celebrated together a lot. I mean, we helped Daryl celebrate his college graduation and, I mean, a lot of things. And he would tell us all the time that we were some of the, you know, best friends that he still had. So that meant a lot to us. I would cook sometimes and take him food and, you know, he was like a member of our family.
Sean says his friendship with Daryl was just easy. They enjoyed hanging out.
We became friends right away, and we went on vacations together. And just, I mean, we were close.
While they all enjoyed each other's company, it didn't mean that Daryl didn't have his quirks. We all do. But Amanda says his quirks made him unique. They were something that she picked up on soon enough.
When he was really nervous, he would stutter a little bit, and it was worse when he was around women, for sure.
But he hardly ever stuttered around his friends.
No, he didn't really do it around us a lot, and he was a big Kiss fan.
Yeah.
He loved Kiss. Most of the time, when you saw him, he had a smile on his face. Mm-hmm. He was a very kind, giving person.
Amanda says his gentle spirit showed up in the rest of his life, too. Daryl loved his 35-year-old daughter and 8-year-old grandson. He also had 5 dogs that he loved. She says he was genuine and nice, and those qualities helped make the 3 of them fast friends.
He was just a really nice person. I had never seen him be mean to anyone ever. I mean, he did anything he could do to avoid confrontation with anybody. I mean, he would bend over backwards to help somebody out or make them happy. I never saw him deny anybody anything. He would have given the shirt off his back. I think that's the thing that hurts the most, is that he would have never done anything like that to anybody else. And to have that happen to him is just pretty unbelievable.
Daryl was also a dedicated employee. In fact, he had several jobs, and Sean says he was good at them all. Sean and Amanda knew Daryl worked on the final Sunday of his life because they talked to him and made tentative plans.
The last time we saw him was that Sunday at 2 o'clock. We talked to him, and he said, hey, I'll call you later in the week. You know, we'll get together. No big deal.
Sunday was the last day he worked during the week, and Monday was his only day off that
from
he had.
All of his
and
jobs.
He would just come home, and he'd be like, oh, he'd just, like, pass out on the couch.
You'd have to
and
wake
that's
him
where
up
they
sometimes
found
and be like,
him.
Daryl.
Sean and Amanda went on with their Sunday. They woke up Monday morning, and several hours later, everything had changed.
A friend of ours called us after seeing a report on the station, and I went online and saw it and saw the video.
Saw his house.
And I just knew it was him then. He was on his couch, and somebody had hit him in the head with a stone or a cinder block or something.
Amanda says it was heartbreaking for the couple to see Daryl's daughter and grandson try to face what happened. She says it still is.
Yes, he loved his daughter and his grandson very much. And I think he looked forward to spending time with them, for sure. We've just been trying to help his daughter work through what she's going through and pretty much just think about him probably every day.
As Amanda said, Daryl loved his daughter and grandson. He also loved his country. You could tell because when police arrived to investigate his murder, Daryl had an American flag hanging from a pole mounted on the front of his house. His house that turned into a crime scene overnight. Hear more about what police have to say about the crime scene after this.
Unsolved crime plagues the Kansas City Metro. Police need your help to take killers off the streets. I'm Fox 4's Megan Dillard. Join us on the first Friday of each month when we release new episodes of the Fox 4 Crime Files, the podcast. Do you hold the clue that could solve the case? Fox 4 Crime Files, the podcast, because somebody knows. If you like the Fox 4 Crime Files podcast, I have another one you might enjoy, Crazology. It's named after Charlie Parker's famous song. It explores Kansas City's rich musical history through modern-day musicians. Hear from artists and listen to full-length songs. Crazology. Find it at the same place where you download or listen to the Fox 4 Crime Files podcast.
Investigators say a woman called police on Monday, September 16th, and reported finding Daryl Humbird's body. Officers arrived and found him on the couch in his Kansas City home. Daryl's friends, Sean and Amanda, said that's where he went to relax following a long week of work. Detectives focused their question on the woman who made the 911 call. She's the one who found Daryl's body. And as far as police could tell when they arrived, the person who would have the most information about what may have happened. They questioned her, and then nothing happened. Detective Kevin Bain with Kansas City Crime Stoppers says police haven't made any arrests because they don't have enough information or evidence in the case.
We really don't have a whole lot to go on in this case. Detectives obviously are investigating this as a homicide. There's really not a lot of detail on this particular case. We've received two tips to date. I know detectives are looking for a lot more information. Anything. You never know what component might be beneficial to the detective. So if you have any information at all, no matter how small, please feel free to report it because it might be that component that they can put together and actually solve a case. So if anybody has, you know, knowledge of something that happened, please send that in to Crime Stoppers and we'll get that to the detectives and they at least will have something to go on.
Daryl's friends and family hope detectives get new tips to go on sooner rather than later. They say he deserves it. And so do they.
We love Daryl and we would like justice for him, for his family, and for his friends. And, you know, we know he deserves that, you know. And if it's not enough to just come forward because you want to help, you know, his family and friends out, then maybe the reward is enough for somebody to come forward and, you know, give that tip that leads to an arrest.
There is a $25,000 reward for the tip that helps solve this case. And you can cash in without even leaving your name or phone number. Right now, that's the hope the people who love Daryl the most are holding on to.
We're just going to keep going until, you know, something happens. And when that does happen, we will be at every court hearing, every anything, you know. It's definitely important to us, mm-hmm. and we're going to make sure that, like we said, there's justice for him.
You can play a huge role in getting that justice for Daryl or any other unsolved homicide case by calling your tip into the TIPS hotline. That number is 816-474-TIPS. You can also email your tip to kccrimestoppers.com or send your tip through the Crime Stoppers app. To listen to other episodes of Fox 4 Crime Files, you can search for them on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, as well as fox4kc.com. For Fox 4 Crime Files, I'm Kara Small.